Hi, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining my podcast today. Today, we are going to do something a little different. I'm very excited to bring this to you. We are going to have a lovely co-host join us today on the podcast. And the co-host is my sister, Nadia. Nadia, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Thank you for joining me. Nadia is a Reiki practitioner and has been practicing Reiki for some time now. And she is also a channeler, and she channels people's spirit guides to help them answer some looming questions that they have in life. So today on air, Nadia is going to tap into her own spirit guide to provide us some answers to questions that I personally receive quite often in my inbox, and even questions that I have in general about manifestation and about your life purpose, because those are the most common questions I receive. So Nadia, when you are ready, let me know when your guide is there and I will go ahead and begin.
All right, go ahead and begin.
Awesome. So one of the first questions that I wanted to ask was about life purpose. Many people feel lost while they're here on this planet, and they usually struggle to find their life purpose. How does your guide advise people to determine what their purpose is?
Well, my guide, whose name is Virgil, he says people actually get an inkling of what their life purpose is. They see the same phrases over and over again. They see the same signs over and over again. They feel the pull in a direction to do, you know, it could be healing, and you're pulled in to do veterinary work. You're healing animals, or, you know, you're pulled. You see that you're the kind of person that is pulled to do work on behalf of others, whether it's social work or a lawyer or that kind of thing. You have that, you see it out there, and it's whether you pick up on it or not. Everybody has a calling.
So my question is, in terms of the, is there a possibility that while we're here on the planet, that maybe there's something that we want to do, but that it's not meant for us? Like the universe is like, no, you're just not meant to go in that direction, even though we really want it.
He says, yes, of course. He says, and that's when you get tripped up and you keep trying to do things that aren't meant to be. Not everybody's meant to be a model. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You know, but you try and try and you're never successful. That's an example of, you know, that's not what you're meant to be doing.
So I guess, okay, I have a lot of questions about that. So just take that example. If, let's say, you do want to be a model and you keep trying and you keep failing, is the universe going to give you signs that it's not meant for you? Or is that the sign? Is the failure the sign?
I feel like when you have exhausted every avenue and you're dirt poor and nothing is just going your way, then that is your sign. And a lot of people feel like they're starving artists, but that's just not the case. You know, they actually have seen other, or have other interests. They just feel like this is the avenue they're supposed to pursue because that's what they want, not what they're supposed to do.
So then, is it during those times where you're, for example, I guess your guide or some other person is trying to really like scream at you saying, this is wrong, this isn't meant for you? Like, is there an active intervention that they're trying to make?
He says they try to ease the blow. You know, life is already hard. But yes, he says it's like you're jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks in front of the person, and they're not seeing a dang thing. you know, he can only, and he reminds us that they can only do so much without us asking for their help.
Right. That's super true. So these are really good points, because this leads me into kind of my next question. So, okay. So what if, because I want to kind of move a little bit into manifestation here. So what if I want to create something and I know that I need to use like my mind, right, to create it, to visualize it, and then my desire. But again, what if it's not meant for me? Then how can we be creators? You know, if that makes sense. So if I want to create something, and is there a possibility that the universe says, no, you can't create that, even though you're following all the laws of manifestation?
He says, well, of course, because then everybody would create $1 million and everybody would be rich. But it's not meant for everybody to manifest and create everything they want necessarily. We are here for life lessons as well. And sometimes it's our lesson to be poor. Sometimes it's our lesson not to be rich and famous. You know, we have to, I guess, learn how to manifest within reason.
Interesting. So would it be his opinion, because I'm sure he sees what's going on, you know, on the planet, that we're all being told in this community, you can create whatever it is you want if you just believe it. So then that's not necessarily true.
He says it's true to a point.
Okay.
But also you have to be realistic about your, what you're trying to manifest, you know, and the universe is funny in the way it brings things to you.
So kind of going back to his point, because this was a question of mine about money. This is something we all try to manifest all the time. And like he said, you know, if we could create whatever we wanted, like $1 million, and we would all have it. So then what advice does he have for people who are just trying to create, you know, a little bit, you know, enough money to be comfortable? You know what I mean? Like to feel secure. How do we do that?
He says you have to have a specific dream, a specific desire, and in a way of being able to bring that money in. You know, it's not going to just fall out of the sky into your lap. You're not going to open the door one day and it's going to be there or in the mailbox. You have to have a realistic avenue for that to be manifested too.
So, for example, and I didn't want to say this on here, but just as an example, let's say I'm like, okay, you know, God above, I want to be a very successful writer. And this is how I want my money to come in. This is how I want to be successful in life, is by being a writer. Is that kind of an example of what he's talking about?
Yeah. He says, yes, well, of course you have to be a good writer first. Not everybody's going to be a writer. But if this is, you know, what you feel like you've been called to do, then you know, you enlist your spirit guides and start manifesting, and doors will open for you. I'm not going to say slowly, but doors will open for you. But you have to remember also, it's in the right timing. It's not going to happen right when you want it to happen.
So, okay, that was actually my next question. I think your guide is reading my mind. Like, that was like literally like my next question on the list. So, okay. So I totally get everything he's saying, but in terms of timing, I think for me, and I think I speak for a lot of people out there, that divine timing is hard, because there are, you know, when we're trying to create something for ourselves, we think, okay, I should be able to create this in 3 years, but the universe might be like, no, actually, let's say maybe 10 to 12. what is the logic behind this divine timing? Doesn't it seem, it feels very unfair for a lot of us down here when life is already short, if he gets my question. Like, who decides this timing for real?
He says, believe it or not, you do. Each and every one of us does. At a spiritual level, I guess we have to decide if we are worthy of what we're asking for. But he says also, you know, there's a lot that goes into manifestation. You can't just write it down and say it's yours. You know, people can do that all day, every day. But you have to have some conviction to and belief behind what you feel you deserve or that you want.
So then here's another sticking point. What about people who grow up in either a really bad community or a really bad household where their parents are constantly putting them down, telling them they'll be nothing, and they're living in poverty? How can they manifest a great life, a great income for themselves when they've been programmed to believe otherwise? It almost seems like it's a little bit unfair.
He says it is unfair. It is unfair, but everybody has, you know, at their spirit level or their soul level, has to believe that they deserve better than the situation they're in. And unfortunately, not everybody is there yet. So you are going to have those people who never get out of that situation. But then you have those people who know there's more to life, who leave poverty and become greater than what their path should have been, if you know what I mean.
So does that mean that their spirit is a little bit more evolved then on this side to get to that thought or that belief?
He says yes and no. A lot of people can move forward out of their situation without necessarily having an evolved spirit. He says, but once again, they also had that belief that they were worth so much more, which is part of manifesting.
That's interesting. It seems like manifestation on Earth is very tricky, and it just seems like it's not clear-cut as many people have been taught, because we're all taught it's the belief, it's the desire, and then, of course, the visualization, and then it will just come. But it seems like, well, yes, but there are these unknowns, there are these other factors that we haven't taken into consideration, kind of like what you said, the divine timing. Is this really right for you? Maybe this is, you know, your life lesson is to learn, you know, not to have this. Is that kind of correct?
Yes. The example that I'm getting from him is, say, an 18-year-old manifests $1 million and without divine timing. And now he becomes a reckless person and injures other people due to his fortune. Had he been more mature in his life, he would not have made the same mistakes that he would have made earlier in life. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it almost seems, again, this is always my beef with the other side, because, you know, I get confused. So is it fair then? Because is this a fair situation? Only because I understand the logic, but isn't it for the 18-year-old to decide because they have free will? Isn't that also the lesson for them? They would have free will to spend it as they would, and then they would live out the consequences.
Yeah, he says yes, but the consequences not only affect him, but create issues in other souls' lives. that so maybe they weren't supposed to have lessons to learn. Does that make sense? You're creating lessons for people that weren't necessarily their lessons.
No, that makes that makes total sense. So then would it be correct to say there kind of is this divine blueprint that we all have, and all of the possible moves that we could make on the planet while we're here is listed? Is that kind of a correct assessment?
Yes, in a way, but he says that everything is like, everybody has an infinite path. You can go left or right and left and right and still come to the same ending, but have taken a different way to get there and learn different lessons on the way. But he says your beginning into your end is always the same. It's just the route that you take to get there.
So then bringing this kind of back a little bit to manifestation. So some people, and I'm sure your guide has even heard this from me, but some people, when they're lost, and let's say they are trying to create a new life for themselves or create money or whatever, and they pray to God for guidance, like, please help me with this, please help me with that, etc. And they never see the evidence of a sign, or they never see the help. Why does this happen? That's such a crazy question to ask, but even myself sometimes too, I have prayed for guidance, but I don't feel like I've ever received it. And it discourages people, even on their path. Why does this occur?
Once again, he says, it depends on what they're necessarily asking for. He says, you're always given a sign, you're always given something, but it's your interpretation of what's being brought to you.
Well, that makes
sense. And then, of course, well, I do have an example that he kind of put on me was, you know, our aunt who has passed away, God rest her soul, was always in church asking for her, you know, for her to be delivered to where she needed to be delivered to. And things were, I mean, like, she, you know, got the housing she needed. She got this and that to get back on a path. So that her prayers were answered in that way. And maybe she just didn't see it as that. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I totally get what you're saying. It just feels very, I don't know. That's why I feel like
You feel like it should be greater, and it's not necessarily supposed to be on a great scale. Sometimes it's just little baby steps to get us to where we're supposed to be.
I see. I think, like you just said, I think for most people, we kind of expect, like, I don't know, some loud thunderous voice from heaven to just tell us.
Correct.
Yeah, that's exact. And I think I'm also kind of guilty sometimes of that as well. But yeah, I feel like that's one of the most challenging things here on the planet. That's what makes this planet so hard, because everything is subject to interpretation. You know, is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. And I also feel like certain people are just master manifestors, and other people, it's just harder for them to do.
Okay, can he explain that? Because I have heard this. Somebody, a friend of mine says that. She was like, oh, this girl I know is such an amazing manifester. And I'm like, well, how can that be? Are there rules for that? Like, how does one become a master manifester?
I hear it's at a soul level, which is, I guess, makes sense, because I feel like, personally, I feel like I can be a master manifester when I want to.
That's interesting.
I don't know how to explain it, but, like, when I have a conviction, like, I wanted to be a nurse, I wanted to be a registered nurse, and, you know, I had a lot of obstacles in my path, but I wasn't even going to put worry into those obstacles. I put no worry into them, knowing that my final outcome was going to be, I was going to be a registered nurse, and I overcame every single obstacle.
And I do get what you're saying. I think though, most people, of course, take the work out of the equation. I mean, you know what I mean? Nobody thinks you have to do the work. They think it's just
gonna Yes, you have to do the work, but you also have to believe you deserve to be where you're at.
Exactly. But my question though is, it's not really a question, but it almost seems, again, back to my point, it almost feels a little bit unfair sometimes on the planet, because if you were brought up in a household where you're programmed, and in a community where you're programmed to be nothing, feel nothing, you know, like be a loser or feel like you're a loser, by the time you're 18 or 20 getting out of it, it's really hard to overnight change your thinking. And it almost seems like the universe is punishing you in a way, just because you can't think higher thoughts because you're programmed already. You know what I'm saying? It almost seems like a little bit of an unfair playing field out here.
Okay. He says everybody, even those people that are in poverty-stricken areas, knows that they shouldn't be that way. They have a desire inside of them. Why do you think there are drug dealers?
Oh, that's really profound. God dang.
I mean, if you think about it, because, you know, he says that if you think about this, they did not want to be poor. They knew they shouldn't be poor. They seen other people with money. Their higher thought was, how can I make money fast? So I don't think that you're necessarily always, just because you come up in an area and you say, oh, well, I'm poor, I'm just going to have to live this way. No, people have a desire to want more, regardless of where you come from. Your spirit knows you deserve more than what you have. It's all about how you go about getting it.
And so, but then back to my earlier point, but even if you have that desire, what if it's just not meant for you in this lifetime? What if you're meant, is that also true? Do some people come here and they choose the lesson of poverty?
He says, yes, some people do. Some people have lived great lives in their past lives and wanted to know what it was like to be on the bottom. And some people's challenges were to get from the bottom to the top again, to see if it could be done.
So... I know this question is really dumb, but kind of, okay. I'll save this question for later. So in terms of manifestation, again, is it a correct assessment to say that on the other side and other dimensions that spirits are able to manifest things very quickly? Like, it doesn't take a lot of time for things to materialize for them. Like, is there such thing as divine timing in other dimensions?
You're talking as if time is linear.
Okay. I guess I can't go on.
No, I can't. He says some good things, doesn't he?
Yes. I'm like, yes, can I invite you to dinner? Okay, so wait. I have always been of the thought that in other dimensions, because I always feel like the laws of physics are subject to the laws of that dimension. So in terms of creating for ourselves, whatever it is we want to create, there's a different set of rules. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct. And you are right. It would be a little faster in the fifth dimension, but people are more evolved in a fifth dimension than they are in ours.
Is the fifth dimension are we in the fifth dimension, or are we, is this a consciousness thing? Is the fifth dimension a state of consciousness?
It's a state of consciousness. It's not a place that you're going to go physically. But yes, your conscious mind goes there.
So people who are living here on the planet can have that state of consciousness, even by still living here.
Correct.
Interesting. We'll have to save that conversation for another day so I don't deviate too much. But I do have a question about gratitude. So I've read many books that talk about how manifestation should start with a gratitude journal. Is that a crucial part of the process, would you say, if we're trying to create something?
He says, a gratitude journal. What is this thing you speak of? He says, if you're going to give thanks for what you have and what you've been through, then yes. If you're going to ask for more, you should be thankful for what you have already received.
Interesting. Okay. I have to put this out there because this is what everybody is reading. And I just want people to be more enlightened about the process, even myself, because even, you know, sometimes I get tripped up as well, trying to manifest something for myself. What else did I want to ask? Does he have any, like, I guess, tips on manifesting? Like anything additional to add to manifesting? Because most of us really want to create good lives for ourselves, like security for ourselves. But, you know, it's very challenging here. And again, like I've said before, it feels things take a very long time to come. And before, some people could be waiting years to see their manifestation. You know, any tips?
He says to manifest realistically. You know, if you don't have a job and you're trying to create $1,000 or $1 million, it's not going to fall out of the sky. You know, there is work behind manifestation. Have a realistic avenue for it to come through. You know, the example you gave, if you're a writer and you're trying to be successful, that's your avenue. It may take time, but stick to it and have that conviction and know that this is, you know, and you'll know if you're on the right path, which you like to be devil's advocate, he says. He says, you'll know you're on the right path when little doors start opening. They may not lead to the money you want right away, but you're starting to get there. And that's how you know you're on the right avenue. If you're a model and no doors open for you, it's time to look for a new place in the universe for you to start working.
Interesting. Okay. Nadia, do you in general have questions about manifestation? I don't know, like, because like you said, you feel like sometimes you're a master manifester. How, like, what goes into that for you?
Honestly, I think it's my mindset. You know, I've so many things have happened in my life that I just can't believe I have spoke out loud and have come true. But I also think that I have spoken it and believed it, put no fear behind it, and eventually it has worked out in my way. And then timing wise, I could say the earliest maybe was a year. It's just weird though. A lot of my stuff is not financial. A lot of my stuff is like physical, things that I personally wanted. And then I received.
Yeah, I've kind of wondered about this whole idea of being a master manifester. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I have, you know, a friend who feels like one of her children, you know, as a complete manifester because he's so positive. And because if you're in a household where you don't really have to worry about too much, you know, about your security, about your health, about anything, then maybe it is easier for you to manifest something. But is it, would it be fair to ask if children, is it easier for children to manifest in their lives as opposed to adults?
I think it is because children have magical thinking.
Yeah, that is true, huh? Yeah,
they believe more in fairy tales. And I think fairy tales are like magic, which makes it easier for them.
So then would it be, is there any limitation for them then in manifesting? Are there any limits? Like, but they're also subject to lessons as well, right?
Well, true. I mean, how many little kids want a brother or sister? They're not going to manifest that.
Right, exactly. Oh, God. Well, that's interesting. I don't know. I think, you know, I didn't learn about manifesting until a few, you know, probably like 5 years ago. And I've always been skeptical kind of the, I mean, when I first learned about it, I thought, oh, this is like waving a magic wand. Wonderful. And obviously that is not how it's turned out.
Right. Right.
You know, but so I do have so many questions because, and I think like everybody else, it's like you want so much, but because of your experiences, it feels like you can't even get a little. You know, because it's been a struggle to get just a little of something. I'm not saying it has to be material, but just seeing a success in your life is, I feel like, huge for people. So what happens if, okay, so, because I have so many questions. So to your guide, what happens when, you know, you feel a desire for this life purpose and you've been trying to manifest it, but you never quite get there? And I'm sure that happens to many people who have walked this earth. It's like, it's almost like you work on it, but doors constantly close, but it is your life purpose. You know, if that makes sense, like as an example, because I have to use an example, let's say again, going back to the writing analogy, let's say that I was born to be a writer and I've had a lot of struggle in my life and it's kind of pushed me off that path. But once I finally get back on, I'm unable to sell any of my work to any publishers. Does it mean that you didn't like accomplish what you came to accomplish on this planet?
No, that doesn't mean that, but I feel like manifesting and life's purpose, it feels like more of a life's purpose question, you know, like,
right. Right.
I feel like you were meant to be a writer, you write, and not everybody that's meant to, for example, I think it's better to give an example. How many painters have gotten rich while they were alive?
I know, hardly any.
Exactly. And so that's my example, I guess, that I saw for what your question was. You know, you could be a great writer like Chaucer and not see any money behind it. You know what I mean? But eventually, whatever you wrote becomes part of greatness. Does that make sense?
It does, but it's so discouraging because as humans, we want to see our success. You know, we do want to see the success behind our work.
That's ego.
And we do have ego when we come here. We do have ego when we come here. So it's kind of like, well, I'm not going to be delusional. You know, of course I want to see my success. It's a part of who I am today, like as a human being. It doesn't define me. It doesn't define my spirit. You know what I mean? But it does make me feel accomplished. And I think that that's how most people feel. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. I don't know. That just sounds so discouraging because let's say there's a woman who wants to be a great singer and she's got a great voice and, you know, she does put out a bunch of songs. It's the love of her life, but she never is successful. So she ends up just working as a secretary until she dies. I mean, it just seems so discouraging in a way. You know, I think we all have really, really big dreams. And it's kind of sad to think that at the level we want it to be, it just might not be recognized. I mean, we may not be able to get there.
He says, once again, what lessons would we learn if we were all able to get all of our dreams?
Then why are we coming here? I'm just being facetious, but in all sincerity, it almost feels like, I don't know. Sometimes when I think about it, it just feels very discouraging because in my mind, and I don't know what level I'm at, I personally would like to see people, you know, everyone have successes, you know, and to feel that within their being, because that helps to lift us up. You know, I feel like failure erodes the soul. That's my personal, I mean, I do and I don't. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm sure your guide is like rolling his eyes. I don't think
that. He wants to remind you that everybody's success is not the same. That, you know, not everybody wishes for greatness, realistically. And that, you know, that singer, there are a lot of singers out there who are really great and work as secretaries. But they may not have a high school education or a college degree behind them. So for them to get that position that they received that, you know, pays good enough for them to pay their bills is their blessing, is their manifestation.
Right.
You're looking at a great level when some people's manifestations are just enough for them to get by and it's okay with them.
Well, that's not okay for me.
He says, well, your soul is more evolved, he said.
Oh my God. I do think about this because, you know, I've had hard moments in life and a lot of people I know have too. And it's like, I want all of us to succeed very, very well for ourselves. And I understand that nothing's supposed to just be handed to us. But at the same time, a lot of us work very, very hard and we don't see, or we don't get to experience, you know, the success the way we think we should. I'm not saying in being a big Hollywood star, being even famous, nothing like that. But like, for example, for me, just getting a publisher for my book, that has been the biggest blessing in my life. Did I expect to be like a millionaire from that? No, I'm just so happy that somebody took a chance on me, you know? And so for me, that's the blessing. But
and he says, and for you, that was one of your doors opening, not closing.
Interesting. I guess I never really looked at it that way. I just thought the universe was like, okay, we'll help her out. You know? So I don't know, but I think this is actually, I think this is a really good lesson because learning to discern the difference between like how the door is opening and the door is closing as being like key signs for you to know whether or not, yes, this is what you came here to do. Yes, this is the right path, you know? But I would also say to his point, you can still be on the right path going after your dreams and some doors still close, right? Like, are they closing because that's just not the right opportunity for you and you shouldn't take it? It would lead you down a wrong path.
Yes. For example, people who, let's use singers as an example, you know, don't get that contract with that company they want. It wasn't the right one for them. It wasn't the right path for them to go down.
Okay.
Even jobs, if you want a job that pays well and you're manifesting this job, it may not have been the one that was going to make your spirit happy.
So then, question along those lines, what if you're trying to manifest a job and you've been putting out and you have specifics in mind, right? Money, location, things like that. And you've been putting out a ton of resumes from like I don't know, 7 to 8 months. I mean, situations like that always, I question, like, what's going on? Why does it take so long for people to manifest even just like a job? Like, what's the lesson in that? Is there a lesson in that? Or is it timing?
I feel like it's both. Lesson, you know, of course, is patience, which nobody has. And timing is the big thing.
Mm.
Say you got the job you wanted, a dream job you wanted, but now your mother is sick and you have to move home. Now you have to give up that job. Had that job come months later after your mom was well, you wouldn't have had to walked away from that job, correct?
Correct. No, I get it. That makes total sense. I just think, and I get the logic behind that. I just think, like, when you're in the thick of it, and especially for, because this is a common problem across the entire world when it comes to money and, you know, work, when you've been out of a job for months and months and months, it's very scary to be on this planet. You know, it's that lack of security. It's not being able to pay your bills or take care of your family, things like that. I don't know. It's like a very tricky, it's a very tricky planet, you know, because it's a hard experience.
That is true. This isn't an easy place to come and learn your lessons at.
So then why do we choose this place? Because there are many other schools in the universe, right, that we could go to, like an elementary school would be great, right? I mean, I could finger paint for like 500 years and I'm going to be okay.
He says, what lessons are there to learn behind finger painting?
Design. Like, but so then would it be, just to deviate a little bit, again, is it fair to say that this is one of the hardest schools in this universe?
He says this is one of the hardest schools, but it also teaches you love, which I think people like and like to try to be successful at.
So then I will leave with, well, I'll ask a couple of last questions and then that I'll, I know it's hard to keep that connection for a long time. So since you brought up the topic of love, let's talk about manifesting love since we didn't touch that at all. There are a lot of difficulties of people, you know, attracting partners. Can you think of, like, some of the reasons why people, single people, have problems just attracting like a partner in this life?
He says, do you mean attracting or manifesting? Because you can always attract somebody, you just may not want them.
Manifesting the person that they want with the qualities that they, you know, would like them to have.
He says, nobody's the complete package. He says, there is going to be, what does he say? The you know, there's going to be something that you're going to have to give on. Either they're really, you know, they have all the qualities you like and they're just not as tall as you would like them to be.
Right.
You know?
Right. So then, what, okay, so let's say that you're at a point in your life where you would really like to manifest, you know, like a husband or wife or partner. And yes, like you said, but it might not be that, you know, have every detail that you know, you want them to have, but let's say they've been looking for many, many years. Why would it take that long to attract a partner, just in general? Or manifest a partner.
He says maybe you have and you just didn't recognize them as your partner.
But what if you haven't met anybody?
He says that's impossible. You're always meeting people.
Okay, but... Bless you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so let me, maybe I need to rephrase this. So what advice do you have for people who experience a lot of challenges, even like getting a date or, yeah, in getting even a date? I don't know how else to rephrase it, because...
He says to look within yourself to see what kind of energy you're putting out there. Just because you're manifesting what you want doesn't mean that you are actually what someone else is manifesting.
Mm.
So, you know, so take a look in your cabinets before you try to go rearrange somebody else's or judge somebody else's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Hmm. But the other factor in terms of if it's taking someone a very long time to find a partner is timing, right? Could you say that?
He says it's timing, and it's also our standards. If we set them too high and not want to grow with somebody, you know, it's not necessarily teaching them, but sometimes it's just growing and giving somebody another perspective to become that person that you were trying to manifest.
Interesting, huh? Okay. I was just curious because I, you know, I also know people who are still looking for that partner and they've been trying for so long and, you know, it just hasn't happened for them and they don't understand if it's because they're not supposed to meet anybody until a lot later in life or maybe, you know, is there such a thing, because this is my question, is there such a thing where you have opted, you've chosen before you come here to have a very, God, what's the word? I don't want to use the word lonely, but lonely life where maybe that type of relationship wasn't meant for you to have in this lifetime in general.
I'm sorry. His answer is hilarious. He says, of course, they're called nuns and priests. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. But I had to give you his answer. It was so hilarious.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you on too long because you've been on for a long time, but does he have anything that he wants to add in general about life purpose and manifestation? If he doesn't, then that's fine. But I just thought I would ask anything that might help anybody who's listening.
He just says, don't be discouraged if you're not, you know, if you're manifesting and you're trying to and it's not working, just keep trying because something will eventually open when if it's meant to be, if it is part of your life's purpose. You know, if you're a teacher, you're meant to teach people. It doesn't necessarily mean be a school teacher. You know, it could be another kind of teacher. Just keep trying. And you know, just watch for repeating signs and symbols and little things, and you'll know your life's purpose that way. You'll feel it. You'll feel a pull. You'll see it in a book. You'll see it in a movie.
Okay.
You say, just don't give up.
Just, okay, well, I hope we don't. Well, tell your guide, thank you so much. The information I'm sure is going to help a lot of people. And I look forward to doing this again soon about a totally different topic.
He says, you're welcome anytime.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Eve and Nadia, for joining us today. I'm sure people are going to be very excited to hear this and excited for our next get together where we talk about, I don't know, something else that's useful.
Right.
For other people. So thank you for joining me and I'll connect with you soon. Everybody else, have a great evening. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.